Sorry, I couldn't hear you. My eyes were closed.
What?
So Valentine's Day is coming up.
I know, kind of excited.
Yeah, it's in 3 days. Hey,
well,
you know what?
3 days, yes,
it's 3 days. In 3 days, it's on Friday.
The 14th.
14th, yeah.
14th every year.
I always forget what day it's on until it's like a week till and someone's like, you know, Valentine's Day is this weekend. I'm like, I knew that.
No, you didn't.
Exactly, it was, okay.
I get it, Damien. I understand.
So, you know, I've never really, like, done anything for Valentine's Day. It's always just been that one holiday that's there. I never celebrate.
What's the point of that holiday? I really don't get it.
It's not really something that's, you know, taught, you know, history-wise or why we need it, why it's still there. But I can't say I don't enjoy it. I mean, it is a nice day. It feels good.
No, it's a fun holiday, but there's no history to it, like you said.
Mm-hmm, or at least none of that I know of. I'm not
a historian.
Exactly. There you go. That's a thing.
The thing. The word you were looking for?
Totally.
Yep. I read your mind, Damien.
Now, unfortunately, with Valentine's Day, there's a lot of, like, bias to it. You know, Valentine's Day is coming up. Guy has to buy the girl something sweet, like a necklace or a teddy bear or some chocolates or some flowers.
Chocolate. Yes. Chocolate. Oh, God. Chocolate. I love chocolate. I can indulge myself in chocolate. I can drown myself in chocolate.
You ever, okay, you've read Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, right?
Yeah. Oh my goodness, I'd
so
be in heaven if I was there.
Okay, for me, I imagine you being that guy who asked Willy Wonka to build him a castle out of chocolate. I was like, you know, this was the best idea ever. 3 days later, it melts.
I would probably do that. Wasn't it like a Taj Mahal of chocolate?
Yeah, it was great.
So cool. I would love that. That would be the most glorious thing in the world.
Like chocolate heaven?
Yes.
Anyways, though, back to what I was saying.
Yes, sorry. I didn't mean to cut you out.
Chocolate tangents. You don't need these, Daisy.
Chocolate's perfect. I could marry chocolate.
Wow. So, with the gifts, the only downside is that a lot of stores, like, spike prices.
Yeah, because they know you're going to buy stuff.
We'll pay, like, an arm and a leg to get a girl a necklace.
Nice.
Yeah, it's kind of like going back to the, you know, when you're getting a tux, you just kind of write over all your money to them. It's like that, but once a year for Valentine's Day.
So expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, flowers that you have to buy.
You have to buy.
You have to, like.
Yeah.
It's, like, required.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but it just is.
No, it's a law.
It's a law.
No matter what, you have to buy flowers.
I don't get the point of that, though. They die. They always die.
Wow.
They do. They last, like, a week at most, if you're good with them. And then they die. They just die.
Maybe you're just bad caring for flowers.
No, my mom got this flower that was, like, genetically engineered to never die. You don't have to water it. And it died.
So it was plastic.
She killed it. No, it was alive. It was a real flower. And she killed it.
Wow. I didn't know you could kill a plastic flower.
It's not a plastic flower, gosh.
I think it was a plastic flower.
It wasn't.
But putting aside your mom killing plastic flowers,
Roses. Roses are typically the flowers that...
Mm-hmm.
But why roses?
Roses signify a lot, like, depending on the color. Like, for example, if you give someone a white rose, it signifies friendship.
Friendship is the white. Okay. Mm-hmm. Pink ones?
I don't know. I know friendship is white.
I know red is, like, love or something.
Mm-hmm. But...
Well, what's the pink one?
White's friendship.
Okay. That doesn't really answer my question, but okay.
Because I don't know.
Well, I know. You should know these things, Damien. You should learn these things. I think rather than buying roses, which die very, very quickly...
Especially if they're plastic, apparently.
Oh, my goodness. People should get carnations. They last longer, and they're pretty. Really, really pretty. I think getting any other flower, because I think roses, the prices go up for roses, because mm-hmm. those are the flowers that guys typically buy. Why not buy a different type of flower?
Yeah, there was, funny story. I work at Fry's, the huge grocery store out in Chandler. And we're setting up this huge tent outside right now.
How do you forget Valentine's Day, then?
I'm talking. So we're, and it's going to be just for selling roses.
Oh my goodness.
And apparently this one guy made an order for 99 roses. I don't know.
Okay, 99?
But I also want to know what he's doing with these roses.
He's going to take the petals off and probably make, like, what is it? Like a row. Well, it's not a row. Like a pathway. There it is. A pathway leading to a way to propose to her. And it's going to be romantic.
What if he's a creepy old hobo that just somehow had enough money to buy 99 roses, but not 100. Because he was off by 3 pennies. So he bought 99. And he's like, dude, I just want this one last rose. It's really important. He's like, no, you only get 99. So that's why he bought 99 roses.
So wait, he wanted 100.
Yeah, but they wouldn't let him.
Because he didn't have...
Because he was 3 pennies short.
3 pennies! 3 cents! Why wouldn't anyone donate 3 cents? I would donate 3 cents. It could be super duper romantic. What he's trying to do with this
or
guy
he eats
is trying
them.
To accomplish. That's just weird.
You know, he's probably just eating them. He makes a really good rose salad.
Rose soup.
A soup with roses. Just like the whole flowers in it. And you just kind of pick it up and eat it like a giant cracker.
Yeah. That sounds appetizing.
Wow.
Very appetizing. I like... Will you make me rose soup?
Nope.
Soup?
Nope.
Nope?
Nope.
Okay.
I don't make soup.
You don't. Other people do.
Apparently this guy does.
With 99 roses because he had 3 cents short. He was 3 cents short.
Poor guy.
I know, I feel bad. I wish he had 3 cents. I feel bad for this guy now and I don't even know who it is.
Exactly.
I'm going to go to your job and wait for a guy just carrying... How's he going to carry those?
He's going to eat them right there. They're going to hand him each one by one. He's going to shove the whole thing in his mouth. I got the next one.
I thought he was making a soup. Soup? That's fun to say. Okay.
So, flowers, jewelry, teddy bears, chocolate.
Teddy bears are awesome.
What?
Teddy bears are awesome.
They always scared me.
Those creepy dolls, like dolls of like girls...
Or like the
glass dolls.
With the glass eyes, yeah.
Yeah, those scare me. But teddy bears make me feel like I'm heaven. My mom, for my birthday, I got one of those ginormous Costco teddy bears. And I love it so much. His name's Teddy. How original, right? But I want another one. I think I have a total of like 20 bears on my bed. And I sleep with them all every night. I love my teddy bears.
2 or 3 years ago, there was a guy who bought one of those giant bears from Costco. Went home, cut it open, took out all the stuffing, got in it. His friend returned the bear with him in it, and he went in and robbed stuff.
Wow.
Not only is it a semi-intelligent plan, but how do the people not realize that the bear all of a sudden weighed 200 pounds?
I don't know.
Exactly.
That's really weird.
Costco.
Unless he was super scrawny and skinny.
It'd still be like 80 pounds then.
Okay, but still, they would... Okay, never mind. But no, teddy bears are awesome. I like getting teddy bears. Would you like to get stuff for Valentine's Day?
Yeah, but I never really get anything for Valentine's Day. I'm the guy.
Well, I know, but still, what would you want if you were?
I like money.
Money?
But also, because I'm a good person, I would say don't give me anything because it's Valentine's Day.
Okay, but that's when people... It's Friendship Day.
Friendship Day? Yeah, that's what they call it down in elementary.
Yeah, I mean, show friendship.
Give me money.
Give you money?
Anybody who thinks they're my friend or wants to be my friend should just give me 20 bucks.
20 bucks.
And that is their token of my friendship, is them giving me money.
You'll make bank on Valentine's Day.
I will make so much money. This is a wonderful idea.
No, that is not a good idea. Not money.
Why not?
Why not a gift? An actual gift.
Money. Money is a gift. Money is a gift.
A card? With money.
With money in it.
With money.
With money in it. They'll like pay for the card and give me 20 bucks.
Yeah. It'd be one of those cheesy cards where it said, with the total amount of money here,
you can make more money. And I'd be like, this is truth. I love money. And I'll get even more money.
Okay. Besides money, what would you want?
Checks.
Besides anything that has to do with getting a payment.
I'll take it in straight change. all pennies.
I paid for Girl Scout cookies with change once. It was like $8, and I think there was like mostly pennies.
Okay, so when I was like 4 and 5 years old, uh-huh. I would always go to the store with my mom. There'd always be like little candy bars or little toys that I'd want to get. And my mom's like, when you have enough money to pay for it, you can buy it. Uh-huh. I started saving up every penny and nickel and dime I found until I had like $30, and I bought a video game with it.
With pennies?
Yeah. Oh my goodness. So we were at Target, and my mom's like, if you have enough money, you can buy it. Pulled out this huge bag of coins.
I feel like you probably sat there forever just counting.
No, yeah, yeah. I just dumped them out on the counter. The guy was like, 1, 2, 7. I was like, this is a good idea.
Wait, so you went from 2 to 7? So you ripped them off.
A nickel is 5.
Oh, okay. But you said pennies, so I was
thinking pennies. Nickels, dimes, there's...
Change.
Okay. Moral of the story is, you can buy things with change.
Yeah, you can. Mm-hmm. I bought an ice cream.
An ice cream? You bought an ice cream?
An ice cream.
I like it. What kind of ice cream was this?
It was like an ice cream cone.
Where do you just get ice cream cones?
The ice cream man? Have you guys not seen the ice cream man?
You mean like one of those guys who drives a really creepy van around the neighborhood and gives out free ice cream? Not free ice cream, so you gotta pay for it and change.
Yeah, that. Well, that's what I grew up with. Or just a guy pushing a little wagon.
Not a sketch, I swear. When I lived up in Montana, we had a guy who'd drive around. I used to never get ice cream from it, but I would get these little, like...
They had toys in there, too.
What? Mm-hmm. Ice cream and... Okay, you know what? This is a really bad conversation.
Toys and candy. Oh, and God. Chips.
Oh, God. you ever watch that show, Jimmy Neutron, as a kid?
Such a weird show.
There's an episode where they go inside Carl's stomach. For some reason, I forget why. But anyways, there's this huge, like, airplane toy. Like, Carl, you know what the Happy Meal toys are for you to play with? He's like, yeah, but they always look so colorful and tasty, and I just can't help myself.
Nice.
So, that's what that made me think of.
I need, like, an actual thing that you would want.
An actual thing that's not money?
Yes. That's what a payment is. So, what's an actual thing that you would want?
Because
make it easier on the girl. We want to... No, something that guys would probably want for Valentine's.
A hug.
A hug.
Hugs are nice. Hugs and money.
Oh my goodness.
I always want to be that guy.
Hugs and money.
I always want to be that guy who has like the big lemonade stand that says free hugs. I'd be that guy.
You'd be that guy?
Mm-hmm. Hugs are nice.
And kittens.
And kittens. Lots of kittens. Cats. I like cats. Kittens.
Kittens.
You always do that. Please stop.
You pronounce the T. Kittens. Enunciate. Enunciate.
Apparently now you're British. Okay, well, you know what? I like kittens.
Kittens.
They're just so soft and furry. You just hold
them
and
expensive, though.
Hug them. I got my kitten for free.
I think it's funny because you're like, I want kittens. You're like, yeah. I want lots of them.
Okay, you know what? You know, okay, so, old cat ladies, they just have, like, hundreds of cats.
Yeah.
I want that to be me.
So you want a bunch of cats?
Mm-hmm.
So that's all you want for Valentine's Day?
Yep.
So I want the traditional Valentine's. But that's really it for me. Just original Valentine.
Hugs and money. That sounds good. Just hugs and money. So, Valentine's Day is this Friday. We should have quite a few Valentine's Day themed articles up on the website.
So, I think so. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, so check those out. They'll be good. And come listen to us and our other podcasts. They're fantastic, I promise. And,
hilarious.
And, we're on the Horizon Suns webpage. Come check us out. I'm Damien.
And I'm Daisy. Thank you again.
See you guys later.